Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Deeper Truth presents... Yes, welcome to another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate our saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Following this brief program note, our saint of the day is next.
And welcome to Deeper Truth. Stand in the gap with us and Saint Catherine of Bologna. And her story begins now. Whoever wishes to carry the cross for his sake must take up the proper weapons for the contest, especially those mentioned here. First, diligence. Second, distrust of self. Third, confidence in God. Fourth, remembrance of his passion. Fifth, mindfulness of one's own death. Sixth, remembrance of God's glory. Seventh, the injunctions of sacred scripture, following the example of Jesus Christ in the desert. She said, the more afflicted we are, the more we ought to rely on aid from above. Excuse me. To the servant of God, every place is the right place, and every time is the right time. Say you are all obligated to help one another by word and doctrine, and in every other respect in which your neighbor may be seen to be in need. St. Catherine of Bologna. She was born in Bologna, related to the nobility of Ferrara, and was educated at court there. She received a liberal education at the court and developed some interest and talent in painting. In later years, as a poor Claire, Catherine sometimes did manuscript illumination and also painted miniatures. At the age of 17, she joined a group of religious women, and 4 years later, the whole group joined the Poor Clares in that city. Jobs as convent makers and portress preceded her selection as novice mistress. In 1456, she and 15 other sisters were sent to establish a Poor Clare monastery in Florence. And as abbess, Catherine worked to preserve the peace of the new community. Her reputation for holiness drew many young women to the Poor Clare life. She was canonized in 1712 by Pope Clement the She is the patron saint of art, against temptations, artists, Academy of Art, literal arts, and painters. And St. Catherine's symbol was a palette and paintbrush because she was an artist and painter. And she was a model of piety and reported experiencing miracles and several visions of Christ and the Virgin Mary. She soon began to experience visions of Christ and Satan and wrote of her experiences, one of which occurred on Christmas. Upon the death of her father and the remarriage of her mother, Catherine decided to follow her heart and enter the religious life of the Order of St. Augustine, by which at that time was relatively new. And during these new beginnings, Catherine wrote, "During my tender years, enlightened by divine grace, I entered God's service in the monastery with good intentions and much fervor. Life was filled with prayer day and night. Any virtue I admired or heard of in others, I tried to imitate in my own life. I did so not out of envy, but to please God, in whom I had put all my love. As in all cases, the devil would also attempt to enter the picture to try and confuse Catherine, in the hope that she would become prideful in her gifts and talents. During this time, Catherine went through interior darkness, but though young Catherine could also discern the voice of the wicked one and would openly rebuke his evil insinuations with these words, 'Be sure, evil spirit, you will not tempt me so openly nor so stealthily without my knowing it.' Catherine endured these demonic with her usual spiritual maturity. And though she felt no consolations, she simply trusted in God and knew that God alone sufficed for her. Even when the evil one would try and disguise himself as our Lord, and accused Catherine of sundry offenses rather than argue with her beloved, Catherine instead would agree as to her unworthiness. This would then have the devil fleeing her presence, as he cannot stand to be in the presence of true sanctity. Though Catherine suffered much during these demonic manifestations, her love for God did not dwindle, nor her obedience to the church. Through all this, Catherine's faith and her reception of the sacrament strengthened her. It was during Mass, as she received Jesus in the Eucharist, that Catherine explained what happened to her. She felt and tasted the sweetest, purest flesh of the Immaculate Lamb, Christ Jesus. Catherine also went on to explain this to her fellow sisters. Sometimes the devil inspires souls with an inordinate zeal for a certain virtue or some special pious exercise, so that they will be motivated by their passion to practice it more and more. This temptation is more to pride rather than virtue. Sometimes, on the other hand, the devil coaches souls to do less than they can really do. This temptation is more to false humility cases. The devil's goal is to make the soul discouraged when the virtue is found to be unattainable, and to be wearied and disgusted if their efforts are below their abilities, the soul ends up neglecting everything. It is necessary to overcome the one snare as the other. The Lord would often show Catherine through visions the enormity of what sin can do to a person's soul. If they die unrepentant, her glimpse of the final judgment so horrified and terrified Catherine that she cried out in horror at such a shocking sight. Catherine went on to warn others of this terrible plight and how to avoid it in her writings. Whoever wishes to carry the cross for his sake must take up the proper weapons for the contest, especially those mentioned here. First, diligence. Second, distrust of self. Third, confidence in God. Fourth, remembrance of passion. Fifth, mindfulness of one's own death. Sixth, remembrance of God's glory. Seventh, the injunctions of sacred scripture, following the example of Jesus Christ in the desert. And Catherine excelled in obedience, which pleased God greatly, and so came about the miracle of the bread. As Catherine was preparing and baking the bread, she placed several loaves in the oven when she suddenly heard the bells peal for prayers. Catherine didn't hesitate and hurried to her prayers. Before hastily leaving, she made the sign of the cross over the loaves, still baking, and rushed out. And when she was able to return, several hours later, she found to her amazement that the bread had not burnt. Indeed, it was the most delicious bread she had ever baked. Though Catherine experienced miraculous signs and visions from God, and also endured those by the evil one, her humility and obedience never wavered. Indeed, it would be her obedience that often saved her from the wicked snares of the evil one, as he tempted her to distrust God's love for her. One particular vision would touch Catherine deeply, as she was given a vision of Christ crucified, as he explained to her what truly brought him the most suffering and anguish, which was the knowledge of those who would prove to be faithless when serving him. He wept at the lack of faith shown by many of his beloved children and the many souls who were lukewarm. This brought intolerable pain to our Lord and Savior. Jesus also shared with Catherine his pain at watching the sorrow and agony etched on the face of his beloved mother as she stood by the cross with her own spirit pierced to the core. Upon seeing and hearing this, Catherine spent many days in tears at the thankless displayed by souls whose faith had grown tepid. It was also at Christmas that Catherine, driven by her zealous love for Jesus and our Blessed Mother, that Catherine requested to pray 1,000 Hail Marys in front of the tabernacle. As Catherine prayed her Hail Marys, she found she was in the presence of her loved Holy Mother, who smiled gently at her as she handed her baby Jesus, son Jesus, to the humble Catherine, who was stunned at such a gift that she leaned forward to kiss her beloved child Jesus. Catherine wrote of this experience, "The perfume that emanated from his pure flesh was so sweet that there is neither tongue that can express, nor such a keen mind imagine, the very beauty and delicate face of the Son of God, when one could say all that was to be said, it would be nothing. Catherine was not alone in experiencing this most wondrous event, as her fellow sisters smelt the holy presence of the baby Jesus and Our Lady as a heavenly fragrance filled the room. On the move to Bologna, Catherine became Mother Abbess during her time there. Vocations grew as Catherine's holiness was evident to all. It was not long, though, before a health crisis would have all her community praying as Catherine became seriously ill. But due to a fellow sister's pleading prayers to keep a little longer, their beloved Mother Abbess, upon recovering, Catherine asked for her violin to be brought to her. When her sisters complied with the strange request, Mother Abbess Catherine then played a tune to honor God while proclaiming to her startled sisters, "May the Lord forgive her who, through her prayers, has still kept me in this world." Though Catherine would survive this health scare and indeed become even more busy on her recovery, still her time was limited. So it was that Catherine called her community together as she told them that she would soon be going on her final journey to our Lord and Savior and to spend the rest of her eternal life in the heavenly realm. Catherine had a peaceful and holy death, and St. Catherine's body, upon exhumation, was found to be incorrupt. And I can imagine her playing on her violin, what I will share with some of the bagpipes. Amazing Grace. Catherine also experienced spiritual visions throughout her life of both Jesus and Satan, including a frightening vision of the Last Judgment, which led her to increase her prayers for the salvation of sinners, much like little Jacinta of Fatima. She wrote that she had experiences of having the baby Jesus placed in her arms by the Blessed Mother. She was also tormented by visions of the devil, but she was able to overcome these after many years of prayer. In Lent of 1463, Catherine became seriously ill, and she died on March 9th. Buried without a coffin, her body was exhumed 18 days later because of cures attributed to her and also because of the sweet scent coming from her grave. Her body was found to be incorrupt and remains so today in the church of the Poor Clare Convent in Bologna. She was canonized in 1712. Saint Catherine eagerly responded to her call to lead the religious life. Her piety, charity, and kindness attracted many. And St. Catherine was beatified in 1524 by Pope Clement IX. Pope Clement IX, and canonized on May 22, 1712, by Pope Clement XI. As was the custom of the Poor Clare, she was buried without a coffin, and she was exhumed at those 18 days later and found incorrupt. And Pope Benedict XVI spoke eloquently of St. Catherine. He said, "From the distance of so many centuries, she is still very modern and speaks to our lives. She likes us. She, like us, suffered temptations. She suffered the temptations of disbelief, of sensuality, of a difficult spiritual struggle. She felt forsaken by God. She found herself in the darkness of faith. Yet in all these situations, she was always holding the Lord's hand. She did not leave him. She did not abandon him. And walking hand in hand with the Lord, she walked on the right path and found the way of light. And so now today, St. Catherine is the patron saint of artists and against temptations. And the seven spiritual weapons of St. Catherine. One, humility. St. Catherine stressed the importance of cultivating humility as a foundational virtue. This means recognizing your own limitations, acknowledging your dependence on God in all areas of your life, and allowing yourself to be open to receiving God's grace and mercy. Number two is obedience. This word can bring negative connotations, but St. Catherine urged Christians to turn to God for his guidance. The goal is to align your life with his divine plan, which is where true joy and peace will be found. Obedience involves sacrificing those things that separate you from God, perfect for Lent, and trusting that he knows what is best for you, even when things aren't working out the way that you expected. Number three, faith-filled reading and reflection. To nourish and deepen your faith, it is crucial to read scripture, spiritual readings, and the lives of the saints to increase your understanding of God's teachings and to be inspired by your faith journey. These writings will give you an insight in how to center your life around God. And for continuous prayer, St. Catherine advocated for a life of constant prayer, communion with God. She encouraged others to cultivate an ongoing conversation with him, seek his guidance, express gratitude, and to seek his presence in all areas of life. Constant prayer is directing all areas of your life towards God with a spirit of trust and gratitude. And five, mortification. In order to detach yourself from worldly desires so that you can focus more fully on God, you will need to practice self-control and temperance. To grow in your spiritual life, you will need to embrace self-discipline and self-denial, even when it is difficult and uncomfortable. On the other side, you will find freedom, joy, and peace. And number six, spiritual joy. When you are connected with Christ, you are able to find joy even in the face of difficulties. This joy can be found in the presence of God. And as you come to know him in a deeper level, this joy will help you to overcome the push through challenges on your spiritual journey. And number seven, trust in God. By surrendering your worries, fears, and anxieties to God, you will experience a deep sense of peace and confidence in his loving care for you. And that's why here at Deeper Truth, we encourage you to go to confession regularly and to receive the Eucharist, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the state of grace. Go to Mass and pray the Rosary. And St. Catherine had a special love for the Eucharist. as we should also. I'll share this again. It was during Mass, as St. Catherine received Jesus in the Eucharist, that Catherine explained what happened. She felt and tasted the sweetest, purest flesh of the Immaculate Lamb, Christ Jesus. And we recognize our mind speaks the truth, our heart speaks the truth, and our mind speaks the truth. Jesus is truly present when we receive the Eucharist. And today is Holy Thursday, the day in which Jesus established the Holy Mass, supersedes the Old Testament, fulfills the Old Testament. Oh, yes. So today it's the Mass. Thank you, Lord. And Jesus said on the cross, I thirst. And it is from there Jesus is inviting you to come to him. We have the true altar call. And this is it. The sign that Jesus gives to the world, found at every Mass and Eucharistic adoration. And thank you for Saint Catherine of Bologna, her life, testimony, her love for Jesus and Mary. The way she lived her life, a role model for all of us. And from heaven, St. Catherine is calling for us to pray for our priest today, who administers the sacraments today for all over the world. And we pray for Pope Francis, and we pray for all the clergy around the world today. And through the sacraments, that today, young St. Catherines of today are being molded and brought forth for the glory of God from their youth as they grow. Pray for our priests today and clergy and religious today.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priest.
I'm the man in black.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother, To you do I come, and before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer me. Joyous prayer, joyous strength, joyous love. Joy is a net by which we catch souls. Mary, Mother of Jesus, throw your mantle of purity over our priests. Protect them, guide them, and keep them in your hearts. Be a mother to them, especially in times of discouragement and loneliness. Love them and keep them belonging completely to Jesus. Like Jesus, they too are your sons, so keep their hearts pure and virginal. Mary, bless them and keep a special place for them in your heart. Give them a piece of your heart, so beautiful and pure and immaculate, so full of love and humility, so that they too can grow in the likeness of Christ. Dear Mary, make them humble like you and holy like Jesus. Heavenly Father, grant that our priests be strengthened and healed by the power of the Eucharist they celebrate. And may the word they proclaim give them courage and wisdom. Incline them to constant adoration and thanksgiving. Pray in and through them. Let them live in you and keep them in this intimate union always. O Mary, Immaculate Conception, Mother of Jesus and Mother of Priests, pray and intercede for all our priests. Amen. And we pray for our bishops, Lord. Lord, may your Holy Spirit grace our bishops with the gifts of wisdom and strength, gentleness and compassion, as our bishop continues to take up their role as our pastors and teachers. And we pray for our deacons, Lord, who serve you around the world. Lord Jesus Christ, servant of all, send your spirit upon our deacons as they serve your church. Give them fertile ground for your inspiration and love, Lord. Comfort them, Lord, when they question themselves and their ministries. And we pray for our seminarians, Lord. Lord, give our seminarians the grace to follow you more perfectly. When they are lonely or discouraged, fill them with your peace. Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make the hearts of our seminarians like yours. Amen. Give them strength, Lord. Give them courage and wisdom, Lord. Fill your church with the spirit of courage and love, Lord. Raise up worthy ministers for your altars around the world. And we pray for our altar servers, Lord. Lord Jesus, thank you for the opportunity to serve you during the Holy Mass. In your sacred presence, our hearts are filled with joy and peace. May your Spirit always guide us so we may grow in your love by the grace of the Heavenly Father. Amen. Open our mouths, O Lord, to bless your holy name. Cleanse our heart from all evil and distracting thoughts. Enlighten our understanding and inflame our will that we may serve worthily at your holy altar. All for the honor and glory of God. Amen. And we pray for all those who sing at the choirs, Lord. Watch over each member of our choir, Lord, and help us to never forget that you are the center of our lives. Grant that we who praise you may be united by the Holy Spirit in a bond of love, that with one mouth and one heart, we might praise you and worship you, the light above all lights, the true life, and the salvation of souls. And we thank you, Lord, who volunteer for the Mass, giving you glory, Lord. And we pray for the prodigals, Lord, those who have abandoned you. We pray for the prodigals, and we pray for America. We pray for our soldiers and veterans. Be their power and protector, Lord, leading them from darkness to light. And we pray for the prisoner, Lord. We pray for those resident in prison and their families. We pray for our hospital, our police officers and our first line responders, our EMTs, and those who serve and work in the hospital as our nurses and doctors. And we pray for those who are sick and ill there, who are recovering. We pray that the hospital setting would be a place of healing and hope for all there. And we pray for the poor souls in purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with all the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I love you very much, and I beg of you to spare the life of the unborn child, whom I have spiritually adopted, whose life is in danger of abortion. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in the day of battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. And I ask pardon of you for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, nor do not love you. And we pray for the protection of children. Children everywhere. Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection, and we claim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. Saint Joseph, terror of demons, watch over us and care for us just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son and so grow in strength and in the wisdom and favor of God. Amen. Saint Joseph is the patron saint of the Universal Church, families, fathers, expectant mothers, travelers. O glorious Saint Joseph, to you God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. And we come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children God has given us. Through holy baptism, they became children of God and members of his holy church. O Saint Joseph, do assist us by your powerful intercession and obtain for us from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord, along with Saint Catherine of Bologna and Saint Nicholas and Saint Sebastian and Saint Maria Goretti, Saint Daphna and Saint Philomena and Saint Gianna, Saint Christopher and Saint Michael the Archangel and Saint Raphael the Archangel and Saint Monica and Saint Anthony. Lord, you are our children and grandchildren's refuge and fortress, the God in whom they can and should put their trust. And I pray that no evil shall be allowed to befall on our children and grandchildren. No plague will come near their tent. Lord, you are my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior. You saved me from violence. And I will call upon you, Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. And we pray, Lord, for those who have recently passed, known to you alone. We pray for those, Lord, that they will see your beatific vision. I pray for my parents, family and friends, relatives, and all those who have gone before. O little Teresa of the Child Jesus, please pick for us a rose from the heavenly gardens and send it to us as a message of love. O little flower of Jesus, ask God to grant the favors we place with confidence in your hands for children everywhere, for their innocence and protection. Saint Teresa, help us to always believe as you did in God's great love for us, so that we might imitate your little way each day. Amen. We thank you, Lord, and we pray for those who have recently passed. And we pray, Lord, for those who are held back by heavy burdens, caught in the eye of the storm, those who are contemplating suicide, feeling that there's no other way out. And we're interceding here also for those who are contemplating abortion. We're praying for those who are held back by terrible addictions and pornography and drugs and alcohol. Those who have sicknesses, mental illnesses, we pray for them, Lord. And we pray for deliverance from these addictions, who are caught in the eye of the storm. Saint Catherine of Bologna, may they see the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, so they can experience that love that the Lord and our Mother has for them. So we pray for those who are caught in the eye of the storm. Do, 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 do.
Amen.
I give myself to the Sacred Heart of our Lord Jesus Christ, and I consecrate to him my person and my life, my actions, pains, and sufferings, so that henceforth I shall be unwilling to make use of any part of my being except for the honor, love, and glory of the Sacred Heart. O most holy Heart of Jesus, fountain of every blessing, I adore you, I love you, and with lively sorrow for my sins, I offer you this poor heart of mine. Make me humble, patient, pure, and holy, obedient to your will. Grant, good Jesus, that I may live in you and for you.
And take off your disguise. Whoever told you it ain't worth the fight? Cross tells a story, how to change your mind. 'Cause there's only love in the heart of God. No room for
Amen. O Mary Virgin, most powerful and Mother of Mercy, Queen of Heaven, and Refuge of Sinners, we consecrate ourselves to your Immaculate Heart. We consecrate to you our very being and our whole life, all that we have, all that we love, all that we are, to make reparations to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Ave Maria, Immaculate Mary, even as I'm doing this show, God is giving us miracles, and it's so wonderful. Yes, I am so thankful. Thank you, Lord. And so we've finished with our the litany of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and Mary, the heart.
The Litany of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, hear us. Christ, graciously hear us. God, the Father of Heaven, have mercy on us. God, the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. God, the Holy Ghost, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. Heart of Mary, pray for us. Heart of Mary, like unto the heart of God, pray for us. Heart of Mary, united to the heart of Jesus, pray for us. Heart of Mary, instrument of the Holy Ghost, pray for us. Heart of Mary, sanctuary of the Divine Trinity, pray for us. Heart of Mary, tabernacle of God incarnate, pray for us. Heart of Mary, immaculate from thy creation, pray for us. Heart of Mary, full of grace, pray for us. Heart of Mary, blessed among all hearts, pray for us. Heart of Mary, throne of glory, pray for us. Heart of Mary, most humble, pray for us. Heart of Mary, holocaust of divine love, pray for us. Heart of Mary, fastened to the cross with Jesus crucified, pray for us. Heart of Mary, comfort of the afflicted, pray for us. Heart of Mary, refuge of sinners, pray for us. Heart of Mary, hope of the agonizing, pray for us. Heart of Mary, seat of mercy, pray for us. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, spare us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, graciously hear us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Immaculate Mary, meek and humble of heart, make our hearts like unto the heart of Jesus. Let us pray. O most merciful God, who for the salvation of sinners and the refuge of the miserable, was pleased that the most pure heart of Mary should be most like in charity and pity to the divine heart of thy Son, Jesus Christ, grant that we, who commemorate this sweet and loving heart, may, by the merits and intercession of the same Blessed Virgin, merit to be found like to the heart of Jesus, through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. And so those who are caught in the eye of the storm, who are clothed by darkness, may the light penetrate, and may the love of Jesus and the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary inflame our hearts and to reach their hearts to show that our hearts burn for love of God. A burning heart. Amen. And we want to thank Saint Catherine of Bologna for entering into the gap today. And we thank you, Lord, for her life and witness and her testimony and her story. Thank you, Lord, for the lives of these precious saints. And tomorrow we will have Saint Ludovico of Caesarea that will be entering into the gap tomorrow. And so we thank you, Lord, for the lives of these precious saints. We thank you for your Holy Catholic Church. And today, we will be going to Mass tonight in honor of the Last Supper when Jesus established the priesthood and established the Mass, which fulfilled the Old Testament Passover. The Mass supersedes the Passover. So go to Mass and receive the Eucharist in the state of grace, body, blood, soul, and divinity, which is greater than the bread of the presence was in the Old Testament, which was great in the Old Testament. But what we have today is Jesus himself, truly present, body, blood, soul, and divinity. So we thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Mother Mary, for praying for us. And pray the rosary. Amen. As we will close, in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow here at Deeper Truth. Stand in the gap with us and the saints. God bless. Good day.